Blog Talk Radio.
This is Great Inferno. Welcome to my show. It is 9 o'clock here in Wisconsin, 9 p.m. Central. Today, man, got a lot of stuff to talk about today. I can't even keep up. I got like, what, five pages over here? My goodness. Where do I start? Well, first of all, let me introduce my co-host for tonight. I believe he's right here, 9928. Is that Pinto?
That would be me, sir. How are you doing this evening?
Pretty good, pretty good. Now, you're from Schaumburg, aren't you?
I am from, actually, Champaign, Illinois.
Champaign, okay. So we're right on the aisle there. I mean, you're probably like about 4 hours away from me.
That's about right, yeah.
That's about right. And, well, how do you get your bio? So what I'm going to do is, and I'm going to let you go to introduce yourself to my listeners, okay? Go ahead, man.
Sounds good, man. I am Pinto. I do Pinto's Playtime, Top Topic Talk, and Pinto's Playhouse. Three shows. Juggle them all. It's a chore. I often find myself crying at the end of the night. It's such horror. No, I enjoy every minute of it. Pinto's Playtime. I talk music news. Pinto's Playhouse. I actually have a partner, the new guy. Me and him wrap up the week in sports. Top Topic Talk. What's that?
The new guy. No, go ahead. I'm just talking away. Go ahead.
And Top Topic Talk, we take about maybe 8 to 10 minutes. We'll talk about some of the important issues of the day, or if not, if we're not really looking to talk about anything important, honestly, we'll find something that's interesting to us, and we'll pass it along to you, and hopefully it interests the listeners.
All right. So that's blogtalkradio.com/Pinto.
Pinto.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, glad to see you here, man. I'm glad to hear your voice. I know I've listened to some of your segments, and that's pretty funny. New guy. I like the new guy. He can't catch the ball. You know.
The new guy. He's awesome. He does a great job with me doing Pinto's Playhouse. So my hat's off to him.
Well, let me open up some callers over here. We got 1730. Go ahead.
It's G Unit, dog. What's up?
G Unit, Z104. All righty. Good, good, man. I'm glad to hear your voice finally. How long has it been?
It's been about a week, dude.
It's been a week. Oh,
yeah.
I thought it was like 3 weeks, but anyway, yeah, that's a different guy. This is G Unit.
No,
all right.
No, you haven't seen me in 3 weeks. That's what's going on.
Oh, okay. But I've heard. Okay, I got you. Now we have. Let's go to 3797. Go ahead.
Hello, this is Dawn.
Hey, glad to hear your voice here. We have G Unit, Dawn, and Pinto online joining Great Inferno here at the Great Inferno Show. And let's start, shall we? Are you ready, Pinto?
I'm good. I'm ready
good.
For
ready
it. Locked and loaded.
All right. G Unit, you ready?
Oh, dude, let's go.
All right, let's go. Dawn, are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right. The kids ready? You have no kids?
No, I got the kids in the other room.
Did you give them some dose of NyQuil or something? No, you don't do that. But anyway.
No.
All right.
I gave them some, like, OPC3 earlier.
So okay, I gotta try that. It like kind of real calms you down, huh? All right.
Highway, yep.
Yeah, you guys, you're familiar, especially Pinto. You're familiar with this in the current events. You know that video that's going around on YouTube and all that, the news about that cop, that police, beating up the girl. Have you seen a video? Yeah, you have. Okay, what about you, G? Have you seen a video?
No, I did. I did say yeah.
Okay, well, this is... What about you, Dawn? Have you seen a video?
Of a cop beating a girl? No.
Yeah, allegedly, yeah.
Well,
I haven't seen
it
either.
Maybe.
Okay,
recently,
hold on.
Recently, no.
No, okay. Well, let me read this off for you guys then. Okay, the video shows an Officer Sheeny, I don't know how you pronounce that, Sheeny or Sheen, whatever, and Officer Brunner as they escorted the girl into the holding cell. That's what it shows on the video. And Officer Sheeny had asked the girl, 15-year-old, to remove her basketball shoe or shoes, and she slipped it out, and she's kind of flinging it towards him. So what happened is the officers lunged at her, threw the door, and kicked her, striking either her stomach or upper thigh area. And the court document says, and then he pushed her against the corner wall before flinging her to the floor by her hair. You know, he didn't squat down on her, made two overhead strikes. That's what it says, although it's unclear where he landed, maybe on the floor or whatnot. So the detective who reviewed the video said it appeared Officer Sheeny, had the girl under control where Sheeny struck her. You know, I mean, the cop is 6 feet, well over 6 feet, and weighs 195 pounds, and did not explain his accent to investigators. So that's, the girl is actually, pretty petite. Now, see, he's going to the court for that. Now, Pinto, let me go with you real quick. What are you taking? Did officer overreact, or does he, deserve to be prosecuted?
I don't really know what to think about that. I really think that officer should be fired. That was actually a tad overreaction. Kind of an overreaction.
Well, I agree with you on that one. I agree with you on that one because it's, normally we give the policeman the compliments, and sometimes it's not fair to those, there's those people that, the cops that get prosecuted to keep the peace, and, I'm not going to mention any names or anything like that. But after watching this video, I tell you what, it clearly shows that individual's rage towards another. You know, he's clearly ticked off by the way she, maybe mouthed off him, there's no audio or anything like that.
Right.
So clearly she's a brat. She's, you get one of those things. The kids nowadays, they think they own the world. I clearly agree with you on that one. Real quick, what do you take on this?
I think that cop needs to pick on someone his own size. But no, in all seriousness, it's like a Rodney King thing all over again. You know what I mean?
Okay. Right.
And thirdly, I was told all my life never to trust cops because where I'm from, you can't trust cops whatsoever. This is another case right here, ladies and gentlemen.
You're from Cicero?
June. Say what?
I say you're from Cicero.
Yeah, right.
Cicero.
No, I'm from Rockford. I'm from Rockford, man. No, in all honesty, this is another case, ladies and gentlemen. Don't trust the cop. I mean, I ain't telling you what to do, but I'm just sitting there saying. Don't ever sit there say that. I've never said that.
Well, I have to disagree with you on that one because I know what you're trying to do is generalize the police industry. There's some good cops and bad cops, I think it clearly is like an individual. This officer should be punished, but not he should be kicked out of the force. That's what I'm saying. He should be prosecuted and clearly she's gonna get some kind of reward out of this.
You know what, Frodo? You're absolutely right. There is good cops, bad cops, but this is kind of a scenario that you gotta pick them out, whether or not if they're good or bad.
Yep, exactly. The report says this guy, the officer, has been he had some kind of a things in the past that he was investigated to he killed or shot a guy or something like that. I don't know. I don't really go into details on that. But, Don, go ahead. What do you think of this?
I have, a couple of comments and questions. I didn't see that video. But, so she flung her shoe. He asked her to take off her shoes, and she kind of, kicked her shoe off, and it almost hit him in the face?
No, not really. Just she flings it, but,
Did it land near his foot or higher up?
In the video, it's taken from the inside of the cell, but the officer's standing outside, so he's not on the video. But yeah, I mean if by doing that, she's actually committed an assault, you know, and battery if she actually hits him. I don't know, but
right.
She,
like, go ahead.
But she actually, to me though, she represented no threat at all. You know, she could be mouthed, you know, like talking bad and the cops and everything, but she, you know, I mean, she's in the vicinity of the secure detention facility. You know, even before he punched her in the head, that's what it says, and it's twice. I mean, that the officer used clearly an excessive level of force. That's what I'm getting at.
Okay, because like I would say that, like, well, if he like hit her like really hard, like punched her, you know, maybe that's overreacting. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, a couple comments, I don't think she's going to be doing that to police officer again. And I think that, like, you know, he probably had that as a reflex regardless of her age. I mean, if she flung something at him, that's like showing disrespect. He has to show her that she needs to respect him because, you know, God put him as authority over her, like to govern, to protect people. And so what was she even there for, you know? So I think that, like, you know, we don't know the whole story of why she was being brought to jail and, you know, so he was probably just trying to, like I said, a little bit overreacting, but I think it was just his reflex because he's so used to being a cop and people.
Well,
in the court of law,
I don't think you can use that excuse as just a reflex. You know, I mean, go ahead.
I was gonna say, well, she shouldn't have done that. I mean, she could have just gently took off her shoes right next to her. She didn't have to go flinging them. You know. So.
Right. So what do you think? Okay, we'll give it a number. We'll give it a number over here. Pinto, I'll go to you. What do you think? How much do you think she's going to get?
What's that?
How much do you think she should get? Like, you know, compensation or rewards?
You know, as far as compensation, maybe she should get a reduced sentence if she's going to be in there any significant length of time.
Yes, that's true. That's true. What about you, Gina? What do you think? Millions?
Honestly, I wouldn't sue the police department whatsoever. What I would do is I'd pretty much take this police officer to court, so then therefore this guy should get some time, either that or get stripped from his badge.
That's fair enough. I think what I believe is, you know, I mean, they're gonna go for everything. I mean, you know, the lawyer talks about like suing even if that's a city. You know, I mean. She's going to get a fairly amount of dollars there, but it's sad but true. That's sad but true. But hey, Pinto, let me talk. What do you usually talk about on your radio show, man?
Well, what I usually talk about, honestly, it's music, sports, pop culture stuff. Basically, no bearing on life whatsoever. Just love.
Okay. Right. I mean, you know, I was reading news this today about the what do you call it? Those NFL players that came out missing.
Yeah. I honestly, again, that slipped by me. But what's going on with that?
Well, actually, I believe they're just, you know, like out on the Florida coast out there, and it's still, you know, they're just trying to locate them. I don't have any names in here yet, but you know, it's sad and true. But keep an eye on it. You can go to like hotair.com, hotair.com. You know, you should be able to see some links out there. But, you know, prayers and it goes out to the family and friends of those
Definitely.
Players.
Definitely.
Yeah. So let's kick out of the gear over here. We're going from, what is this, a police beating to a Iranians. All right, let's go. How did you get from police beating to Iran? I don't know, but let's move on. While this was an advisor to Iranian president on Sunday, demanded an apology from team visiting Hollywood actors. Actually, there was a Hollywood actors visiting Iran. You know, they're working with the actors out there. You know, the what do you call that? The Academy of Motion Pictures, Art and Science. I think the president is Sid Gannis. You know, they're meeting out there. But actually, Iranians want apologies. To where, you're asking? What? Which one? Okay, to the movies. Remember the movie 300? You know, it's about the 300 Spartan Greeks held up in a massive Persian army. And it's a cool movie. I've seen that. But and the mountain pass, you know, the Greeks and for 3 days and killing lots of them. And well, they were mad about the movie because they depicted the Iranians as a decadent and sexually flamboyant and evil contrast to the noble Greeks. I would have known that. So, and also the movie, what was that? the wrestler with Mickey Rourke or something like that. You know,
Mickey Rourke.
Rourke. Okay, thank you, Peter. I'm not really, I'm not a movie buff, but yeah, Mickey. I know him by face, but I don't know him by last name. So yeah, the Mickey Rourke is the largest one. Is about the rundown professional wrestler who is like preparing for a rematch when it's old enemies. Get this, the old enemies was the Ayatollah. Remember that, Pinto?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I am a bit of a wrestling geek myself.
Okay. Well, in the fight scene, the Ayatollah, you know, I tried to choke the main character. This is Mickey Rourke with an Iranian flag. Well, he happened to be, you know, pulled the Iranian flag or the pole or whatever and broke it in half and throw it down in the cheering crowd. You know, so the Iranians want an apology for that. You know. Question really is, it's like, should Hollywood really apologize, or should, like, really America, like, really apologize to Iranians? What do you take on that, Pinto?
I think it's just another case of...
Get underneath.
I think it's a case of overreaction. It's a movie. No really intent, no mean intent is behind that at all. So I don't think really an apology is in order.
I agree with you, Don. I don't think they should apologize. This is, you know, it's film. You know, I mean, I can guarantee you, I don't speak the Iranian language, though, but I can guarantee you there's movies out there depicting other countries and other, you know,
yeah,
other things as well.
There are things out there. I'm sorry to cut you off. I apologize.
That's all right.
There's far more worse things out there than, you know, the wrestler and, you know, an Iranian bad guy, for lack of a better term. So it really is. There's far more worse than that, really.
Like they're planning to wipe out Israel, the face of the map.
Yes.
Let's talk about G Unit. What do you take on this? Do you think we should like maybe send Sean Penn and all of them liberal actors out there to apologize maybe to them?
Well, first of all, I want to sit there and say that I've heard a lot of great reviews about The Wrestler.
Bye.
Yeah, and I'm a big wrestling fan as well, and I gotta sit there and say that I've heard a lot of great things about it. But you know, this is the thing. You know, these guys are gonna sit there and get all mad because we did something to a flag. Let's put it this way, and Pinto, you may remember this too, but remember the Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkov? What they did with the United States flag? Nobody did anything to them. So why is they going to sit there and do that to Hollywood? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we did not. As far as I know, we did not complain whatsoever about that at all. It's just harmless entertainment.
Exactly.
That's true. I remember that G Unit. Yeah, that was a blast. That was a man. I used to be not as big as like maybe you and Pinto, but. You know, I follow that. You know, I'm a wrestling, you know, thing myself. You know, sometimes I run around my Speedo and mask and I call myself,
Hulk Hogan, drop the leg drop.
I'm a Arizona brother. You know, like talking like that.
Hey, brother, about 100 times in about 5 minutes.
brother. So, according to the website, and if you go to Iran Cinema Association, the group... Actually, that consists of Sid Gannis, which is the president of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. The actors Benning, Alfred Woodard, and, producer William Orford, I don't know who they are, but special events programmer, and also some douchebags. But according to the website, you know, they met the group of Iranian, and you know, they're still going to meet with them, but they still want an apology. They demand this apology. The visit comes as President Obama, remember President Barack Obama, has indicated the new willingness to open up the relations with Iran. You know, that's the main goal of President Barack Obama. Relations between the two countries, and this is just a side note, has been strained over concern in the West that Iran is trying to develop a nuclear weapons program, you know, something that it always denies. The U.S. has also alleged that overwhelmingly Shiite Iran support and Shiite militias in Iraq, which Iran says is not true. That's not true. So the two countries have not had any diplomatic relationships since 1979. I don't know if you guys are big on history, but on the 1979 Islamic revolutions, They're actually hostage taking the U.S. Embassy in Tehran. Yeah, I read all about that. But, you know, where's the apology on that? You know what I'm saying? Pinto, let me go real quick on that. Is this going to be, do you think, you know, we are being played by the media?
I don't think so.
You're breaking out a little bit?
Hang on 1 second.
All right.
I don't think we're being played at all.
Okay. All right. What about you, bro? What about you, G Unit? What do you think?
I just think it's baloney.
All right. It's baloney. You want cheese with that? What about you, Don? Let me go to you. What do you think on this? What's your take?
I think that Iran is just looking for an excuse to hate us. You know, I mean.
Interesting.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, you know, like they were saying that.
Well, they already hate
like,
us.
Because, you know, if they don't get an apology, then they'll be like, oh, well, you did this to our flag, and that's why we decided to bomb America, and blah, 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 you know.
So
that would just give them a reason, and if they apologize, I mean, what they're apologizing for, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, apologizing for, oh, I'm sorry that if, you know, well, you know, like, kind of like in America or wherever, you ever heard of, like, you don't like it, don't buy it? Well, if you don't like it, don't watch it, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
And you don't got
too much TV show. You know, it doesn't take too many muscles to flip a channel, you know, turn the radio dial. Don't watch it. I agree.
Exactly. That's it. You know, it's like if someone's listening to us, I'm like, well, you know, unplug your cable or whatever, you know. Or your dial-up. I'll see your dial-up if you listen to us. But anyway, Pinto, let me go back to you real quick. Now, what do you do over there in Schaumburg? Champagne. Let's say we all, like, pack up, me and G-Unit and Don, we go up in the Champagne and say, let's go to Champagne. What to do over there, man?
Oh, get fucked drunk. No,
okay.
I'm only kidding. There's plenty of things to do.
That's a bad idea. Go ahead.
There's plenty of things to do. There's the Assembly Hall, home of BLI here in Illinois.
Really?
Yeah.
Put that on my to-do list.
See, there's zoos around here. There's some museums. There's a Kranert Center. You want some culture, or you want to get hammered? There you go. Those are your two choices.
Okay. That
is taking some culture while getting hammered. Hey, it's your choice.
Actually, yeah, I think we drove by Champaign, Illinois, at one time. But G-Unit, what do you think? What's your take on Champaign, Illinois? You know, that's your area right there.
Yeah, you know what? As long as it's in Illinois. There ain't no problems whatsoever, man.
Really?
That's all I'm gonna say.
We gotta
have respect for people that live in that state, man.
You know,
it's
I poke fun. It's a great place to live. I poke fun, but it's a great place to visit. It's a great place.
All right. Well, let's you know, I want to take a break real quick. I'm gonna go and play some song here. It's gonna take about maybe 3 minutes. This is actually Days Gone. Come back and stick around, Pinto and G Unit, real quick. This is only taking 3 minutes, and listen to this song by Days Gone from New Jersey. Hold on a second. Bye.
Memories you never let go. older brother and a dog. I was blessed with a dad and a mom, and my friends were around. And when things got on, I could count on them to hold me down at the time of a life down here. Doing what we wanted to do without fear. You never know what you got till it's gone. But these dirty boy memories still live on. So fast cars, I love that fat girl.
Again, this is Inferno. Welcome back. I know it's taken me a little more than 10, 3 minutes. You might call me a liar. Go ahead. I dare you. I'll punch you right in the suck hole. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
I'll dance with my glow stick. That was some great music.
Thank you. Thank you, Pinto. Welcome back to my guests in here. We have Pinto from blocktalkradio.com/Pinto on the Pinto Playhouse. Also, we have G-Unit of Z104Radio.com, FM, I believe. I got that all wrong. And also, Don Poe from
FM.com.
Yeah. All right, so Z104FM.com, correct?
That's correct, dude.
I don't want any letter from your, from your people here. And also, welcome back to Don Poe, straight from my bedroom, underneath my bed. Don Poe. Yes.
That's some good music. My husband and I were like over there at the Market America World Conference, and Days Gone was the band singing there. They're pretty
Days
good.
Days Gone,
like,
yes they did.
And I'm looking forward to my website is shoppingsuperhighway.com, and I'm looking forward to their CD coming out. It'll be under the on the right hand side. It says My World Music, and I'm looking forward to that. Hey, Fernando, are you going to have them on, your show sometime?
I'll definitely would. I'm trying to get some together and get some, by the end of century. But anyway, no. 2 weeks, maybe 2 weeks from now, I'll show. Keep us posted on blocktalkradio.com/GreatInferno. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/GreatInferno. That's GR8Inferno. Speaking of Twitter, hey, Pinto, I can't really follow you, man. What's going on?
Well, you know what? I don't know what's going on with my my Twitter account. I really don't know. Someone hacked into it. I'm going to find him. I'm going to get him.
Find him. Let me know so I can gouge his eye out. I'm really good at that. Or I claw him. I slap him.
As soon as I get things settled with my Twitter account, definitely I'll let you know, and you can follow me. And I post just random crap anyway. So.
Oh yeah, we all get random stuff, man. Like random stuff in the pocket. Once in a while, I get like, look at that lollipop.
I feel like a lollipop.
let's get into the business here, okay? You know, as in my show, I give people kudos, okay? I'm gonna give this company a bunch of kudos. Listen to this, okay? A woman who lost both her legs as a child has been turned into a mermaid. Get this, ladies and gentlemen, mermaid by the Lord of the Rings special effects team. You know, those people that made all those, you know, gargoyles and whatnot. So she can go swimming, okay? Her name is Nadia Betsy. She was born in a condition that meant her legs would never be developed properly. And by the time she was 16, she had both her legs amputated. So it was all gone. She was given a prosthetic tail after riding to an Oscar-winning Weta Workshop, which was also behind a stunning, like I said, you know, the Lord of the Rings, the Chronicles of Narnia, King Kong, you know, of course, the new King Kong, not the 1960 King Kong, and asked them to make her tail. To her surprise, well, they agreed, creating a prosthetic tail from wetsuit fabric and plastic molds. Miss Vessie from Auckland, New Zealand said, quote, I never had a fantasy to be a mermaid. I am still getting used to it because it requires to choose to swim in a different kind of way. She also added that children sort of go, oh, a mermaid. People who like it more, I think, are more like, you know, adults who like it more, end quote. Ms. Vesey approached Wellington-based Weta with the ambition of making a tail that was both practical and beautiful, and is delighted with the finished article. The unique articulate constructions of the tail allows her to prepare herself through the water with an undulating movement as if she was really a mermaid. That is so nice. I want one. Every aspect of the tail has been custom-made to her body. It includes a polycarbonate spine, I don't know what that means, and tail fin, and has been digitally printed with a stunning scale pattern designed by one of the wettest concept artists. Boy, I want to try one of those. Kudos to the Weta Workshop. Let me go to Pito. If you could ask, like, a company, let's say, I don't know what company would ask, but what would you ask them to do for you? I made up my mind. I want some mermaid tails also. Who would you ask Coca-Cola to give you, like, a, you know, everlasting supply of Coke? Pepsi? What would you ask? Are you even still there, Tinto?
Oh, yes, I am still. I'm sorry.
That was a question for you.
I was listening to the story. I was thinking how cool it would be to have a mermaid tail. But
would you like a pintails, like, just like, I'm going to ask him to make me one too.
You know what? Keep along the tail theme. I would love a little pigtail, like a little curly pigtail.
Why?
I think that would just keep me entertained for hours. I don't know who I'd ask. Maybe a farmer of some sort.
Right.
But I want a pigtail.
Okay. Pinto's wants a pigtail. Let's go ask the Wenta. What about you, G-Unit? Maybe an extra horn?
Yeah, right.
In addition to your curly hair. go ahead.
Oh, man. Yeah. Pretty much, if I would be asking anything, man, I want some free Mountain Dew and AW, man. Come on now.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know, you're going to have to start writing to the Coca-Cola company for that.
That sounds delicious.
Tell them that you have no taste bud, and you just want to taste them. Yeah, weird. What about you, Dawn?
My answer is that I would ask a company to show me a proven business plan that will work to help me make, like, an ongoing income, whether I'm in my house or out of the country, that I'm still going to get paid and not have to pay all the royalty fees for the proven business plan. But wait, I got that. It's called Unfranchised Business.
Oh!
I'm looking forward to that. The case in the Philippines.
Very nice.
Hawaii. So I got
right.
Kind of what I want.
Okay.
Called Mark in America.
Are you sure you don't need an extra, like, you know, maybe extra ear?
Oh, and I would tell the company that wants to get a mermaid tail from. I would say, I don't want that, because how are you gonna, like, you know, do stuff with me?
Oh, I wonder. No, that's probably an exception with the zip
you know, maybe like a Velcro, you know, that's easy to come up. Anyway, so, I mean, a kudos to the Weta Workshop. Let's move on. We'll go in from the mermaid to the convicted sex offender. See, that's weird. I always, you know, I can't even get those things together, you know, synchronized together. But anyway, in Tacoma, Washington.
Those are weird segues.
Yeah, I'm like, what? How did you get from mermaid to a convicted sex offender? All right. Listen to this. Yeah. In Tacoma, Washington, a judge has sentenced a mother to 3 months in jail for hitting a convicted sex offender with an aluminum baseball bat. No, okay, don't jump into the conclusion now. Let's read on again. Okay. Before her sentencing, Lady Tammy Lee Gibson told the judge that the law were needed to keep convicted sexual predators away from children. But get this, the 40-year-old mother of two pleaded guilty to reduced charge of third-degree assault back in January. Court paper says Gibson saw flyers announcing a sex offender had moved into trailer park near home. She went to the man's address, knocked the door, and accused of him molesting her daughter, which, you know, he didn't do, even though the guy didn't do it, and he hit him with the baseball bat. So initially he was charged with a second-degree assault and felony harassment, which could have been an 8-month jail sentence if she had been convicted. But obviously they dropped this. He pleaded guilty. But the prosecutor and Gibson's lawyer agreed to the 3-month sentence. So questions. Pinto, let me go to you real quick. What was really in her mind?
I don't know. Nothing. Maybe she just kind of lost her mind there for a minute.
I don't understand. I understand, you know, the guy is a convicted sexual offender. You know, they saw in the flyer and say, hey, the sexual offender moved to your house. And, you know, would that, like, really give her a reason to, like, go over there and then beat the crap out of him?
That's my thing. You know, granted, you know, he is a sex offender, but if he didn't do anything wrong, he didn't break any law whatsoever, she really doesn't have a right to go over there and, like, beat him with a bat for no reason.
And accused him of the sexual, you know, like molesting his daughters, and the guy probably like, what, doink?
What are you talking about? I don't know you. Why are you beating me?
Crazy woman. G-Unit, let me really go. Question, is this going to, like, maybe prevent those or people, you know, like, you know, sex offenders, if you're a sex offender, prevent people like a city like Wisconsin Dells, like we have here, prevent them from posting a sexual offender's profile into their neighborhood? Would that, like, prevent that?
Here's the deal, y'all. Don't even do that. How about just keep them away from, like, either schools or places that they would want to become sex offenders, like, I don't know, strip clubs, the red light district, etc. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I totally agree. I don't know why, but I do. But yeah. So what do you think? Would you do the same thing, though? I mean, if you say, like, let's say this guy, like, sex offender, like, you know, and you know his address, would you go up there and beat the crap out of him?
No. Why would I?
Okay. Yeah. Exactly.
Here's the dealio. Here's the thing. If I had a daughter, which I hope to dear God I don't have a daughter very soon.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't, trust me. But no, in all seriousness, like, as long as he didn't, like, come up to my daughter or anything like that, and he knew his own damn role, that'd be good.
Right, there's no friction there, but, you know, you can't just go, I mean, I would have, if I was the guy, I would have pressed charges, like, you know, I mean, I would have done, like, damage. I'm not saying I'm siding with a sexual offender guy, but, and I'm just saying that you can't just do that, you know. Don, what's your take on this? Would you pick up Pittsburgh and head home to the guy's house and claw him?
Well, I can't say I never would, but so far, like, because I checked, like, so sexual offender, like, lists by our house, you know, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, like, the guy, like, I mean, that what she did could really actually turn into, like, a really major thing, like, where sexual offenders might, like, if they want a case, like he said, that if he pressed charges, they could, like, go to Supreme Court and try to get, like, where nobody knows where they live, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's my thoughts on that. And then also, like, well, we have kids, you know, and just, you know, trust the Lord. The Lord's going to protect the kids, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the people have changed, but if you treat them like they never changed, you know, I know, be like, you know, cautious, but at the same time have a positive thought, like maybe they learned what they did. And plus, like some sexual offenders, they didn't like molest the child. They were like maybe 18 years old and like did it with a 17-year-old. You know,
interesting.
So like
yeah.
You gotta have like your like, you know, think like maybe they are not like that. Maybe, you know, it's not the case. But some people you can just like tell and some people you can't, you know, and just like, you know, watch your kids. Watch your kids.
Interesting. Yeah.
Let them go running in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
How are people gonna change if you don't give them a chance to?
Exactly. It's all about change. You gotta give them a second chance, you know. It's like I say, we don't know if the guy has only been maybe just you know, like about Don was saying, this, you know, there's case like, you know, that the guy, 18-year-old, is like, you know, kind of went out with a 17-year-old and he's slapped with a sex offender, you know, or child molestation or whatever. But yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's true. Unit, what do you think?
Like I said, man, I think honestly, just leave those people alone. You know, they knew what they did wrong, but if they could continue to keep on doing the stuff that they do, that's a different story, you know what I mean?
Right, exactly. Different story, different thing. And then we should probably get the bat and beat the crap out of them.
Exactly, yeah.
So hit him right where he hurts. But, so, yeah, so to take on that, I think it's cowardly. I think that this that lady, the woman, has some kind of mental problem, you know? And why would an average individual would like, you know, would see that as a justifiable. It's like, I'm going to go over there and take this on my own hands, lay him with a baseball hat right on the forehead. But, yeah.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
That was her husband. Like, is she married, you know?
That's what
she
didn't say.
Like, talk with her husband first. Okay,
yeah.
Just, like, have that comment.
Yeah, maybe she's single. I know you're single.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
You can hook up with her.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, here's the good stuff over here. Let's jump in from that. That's nonsense. We'll talk about some good stuff here, okay? Shall we? In North Carolina, a North Carolina woman who was recalled to an army 4 years after being honorably discharged was braving the winter storm, pounding us out to report for duty. Oh, that's sad. With her children by her side. So, women that's being called, actually moms, being called to report with their young children to active service. Is this, should the Army accept this or accept mothers with young children for going in the Army? Pinto, let's go with you.
You know, that's kind of a gray area because if you're in the Army, you are always, you know, at least from what I've seen, you're always subject to be called. It's kind of a gray area, you know, you're a parent, it sucks that, you know, you got to leave your kids. But also, it is your duty if you're in the Army. So,
right.
I hate to not really pick a side on this one. It's kind of a gray area. It's kind of,
okay.
I guess, goes situation to situation.
Exactly. Which she already appealed and argued that because, you know, multiple times, and one of them is like her husband's a travel for business, so she can't go. Stuff like no one can take care of my kids, and they're all rejected. So, the lady actually leaving her with no, she had no other option, so she had no choice, so she was going to get, I don't know, who's going to take care of her kids, maybe it's some base in Iraq or Afghanistan or something like that, but again, that's, you know, there's no place for kids. What's your take on this, G-Unit?
Pretty much this is the way I see it, that
if you sign up?
No, I would never sign up for that stuff, but I got a brother that's going to be going to that stuff.
Okay.
And pretty much it's his decision, you know, not the parents' decision.
Right.
Pretty much, if you go in the Army and all that stuff, you're taking a grown-up step, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah,
so I think, honestly, you know, the parents should kind of step out of it. I mean, I know they're sitting there going, oh, my poor little baby's going, but come on, I mean, seriousness.
That's creepy. Creepy sounding,
I mean,
day there. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to sit there and say, I mean, honestly, what they need to do is, you know, they need to pop their thing out of the baby's mouth and let the child grow up. Come on.
Yeah, that's true. Now, Don, I know that you have, like, 15 kids running around, but, you know, let's hypothetically, you would sign up for, you know, an Army, like, 5 years or 4 years ago, and then you call into duty, and would you take your kids with you, or would you plead not to? Or would you, like, go AWOL and, heck,
okay,
this, I'm not taking my kids.
let's go with this. First of all, I didn't know that, so that's a good point that Pinto made. I didn't know that once you sign up, even if you choose not to re-sign your contract, that you're still, you know, could be called back. I didn't know that. But
right, that's the fine print there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who missed out. It's like there's a fine print in there. You know, you're going to get called in or called into duty,
yeah.
regardless. So
there is always that possibility.
Yeah.
A thing that I would ask my husband what he thought, because I would personally, if my husband was not in the Army and I was, and I got recalled back, I would want him to go wherever I'm going, and I would. I would just pray for God to show us way, which, by the way, we do have our unfranchised business. I'd be like, grow the business right away, husband, so you can come with me. So we have money coming in. Because, for instance, we just went to Miami, Florida, and we were going to leave our kids with family in Illinois. Well, we decided to take them with us, and good thing we did, because when we were in there, the hotel room, the TV and the dresser fell on our 3-year-old daughter, and her arm got broken, but Jesus healed her. But if she would have been in Illinois, I believe that something still could have happened like that, but we weren't there to pray for her right away, and we'd be all upset and everything. So I think it's better if the family is closer, because then you can be there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. There's got to be something they would have to. Again, consider, this. Well, I mean, she has, three kids. You can't take three kids and fly them to, the base, especially, I don't know where she's going, but I think she's going to, Afghanistan, one of those heavy, war zones. It's not like she's going to Germany or off, East Coast or whatnot. But, they would have to take this into consideration. It's we'll just exempt her. I mean, I think the Army should exempt mothers with young children for active service. Let her go in there, but not go into the, those dangerous area over there, but, have them stay in a base. What do you think, Phil?
Well, honestly, yeah. If I was this mother and I absolutely had to go, I'd make sure my kids were nowhere near where I was. I'd keep them all. Mm-hmm. Or if I had family in the States, I'd keep them.
Yeah, I totally did not understand what you said there because you were cutting off.
Sorry about that. My phone's been cutting in and out.
All right. Sounds like you're exercising over there, man. You like pumping weights or what?
That?
Are you pumping irons over there? Or what? It sounds like you're going up.
Hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
What I said was if I was this mother, I would probably I'd make sure they'd stay on the base if they absolutely had to come with me, or if I had family in the States, I'd do anything I could to keep them there.
Exactly, and keep them keep them safe and out of the harm's way. That's what
right,
I think.
Right.
All right, I think we beat the crap out of that story. But what's your final thought on that, Dawn? You have a final thought on that?
Yeah, I just think that, yeah, first of all, she should plead with the case, and for me personally, I have, my husband and I, we have 5 kids together, and I don't think that they would really want me to go back, because they would, I don't think that the States, or at least I know when you're signing up for military, if you have 4 kids, they don't even want to take you.
Oh, they're not going to take you. I think she got, she was in the service when she was maybe single, and then she got pregnant. Pop kids, stuff like that. So let's jump. What you got a final thought on that, G Unit?
Not really. I mean, pretty much y'all took the words out of my mouth.
All right, you whiny baby. Let's get into this. The topic that you might be interested in, G Unit. Look at this. 14-year-old suspected of dealing ecstasy at school. That's something that's you down the alley. This happened in California. It's happened in California. Authorities says a 14-year-old boy suspected of selling drugs to 4 elementary school students who overdosed at school. The Sonoma County Sheriff's Department says the boy is accused of providing what officials believe to be a drug called ecstasy to 4 girls, 2 12-year-olds and 2 13-year-olds. That's last Friday. Officials said the girls were taken to hospital after ingesting drugs at school and later released to their parents. The boy's mother allowed investigators to search his room. Officials says Guess what? Remember, they found three pills believed to be ecstasy. Sheriff spokesman Deputy Les Garcia says investigators believe the boy has sold drugs during recess at four sometimes. All right, let's go with you, Pinto, real quick. I know that you don't ever take this any kind of stuff, but who is to blame? Is it the boys or the parents?
You know, honestly, I would blame the parents because last time I checked, don't they make watch every movie makes and pretty much irresponsible in the way he's brought up? Be my guess, you know, it's my guess.
Yeah. What I want to do is get this 14-year-old's number so I can contact him. Anyway, no, that's kidding. let's go to you with you, G-Unit. I know you sold some, you were arrested when you're 12 selling, you know, Colombian drugs. But this is different things. what do you take? I'm just kidding. Just kidding. It's just a joke. No, what do you take on this? Who's really to blame at this? Should we like punish the 14-year-old and take him to the juvie, or take punish the parents?
Hey, you do the crime, you do the time. All right. So the kids need to get punished for this. And not only that, but honestly, you know, certain parents will sit there and go, well, I didn't know my kid was like that. My kid would never do such a thing like that. Honestly, if I ever hear a parent ever say that one more time, seriously, and this is what I'll say, their ass should be thrown in jail.
Exactly. It's a parent. I agree with both of you guys. It's just like, it's a parent. Come on, that 14-year-old boy. I mean, I don't know what's going on. Maybe he was, like, pimping out. You know, it's like, he's like, hey, take this drug. You know, it's a 12-year-old. It's like, you know, let's go back to my place. Hey, you know. Don, let's take on this. I know that you protect your kids and you love your kids and, you know, you homeschool and all that stuff. Now, who's to blame, parents or media? What do you think?
What is ecstasy anyway?
What is ecstasy? wow. How do you explain that? Yeah, wait a minute. G-Unit, how do you explain ecstasy?
What's ecstasy?
No, the drug's ecstasy. What do you, you know, explain that to Dawn.
You don't know what it does, you know, that stuff, girl?
Is that like what people pass out at raves or something to get people to go do stuff that they normally won't do?
No. Like that's the kind of stuff that people do, like when they go out to nightclubs and all that. It makes them like feel really good and they dance all night and they do just crazy stuff.
Sometimes people do that after, you know, before the talk show. Oh yeah, Pinto.
No.
I think that the the parents should definitely be keeping an eye on their kids.
No. Okay. I mean, do you blame the media? Like, I know that's a like huge amount of, you know, the games, like TV media and all that, are letting the kids doing that. Do you think they should be blamed, the media? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm asking.
I'm not really like up to date. I heard that there's this like video game out there called like where if you beat up cops and stuff, you get points. I don't know.
Really?
Grand Theft Auto? Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto, that's right. Yeah.
So I don't really know if that would promote it if he has that Grand Theft Auto. Well, I mean, like, if they have those kind of games in a house, even, and they're not in a locked cabinet where the kid don't know where the key is, I think the parents are to blame. And
well,
I think
it's not
the media is
not
to blame.
A prescription drug, honey.
Well, yeah, but, you know, they shouldn't be teaching the kids to, like, you know what I mean? So, like.
Bottom line, yeah. Bottom line is the
parents.
Yeah. Bottom line is the parents, and also bottom line is it's a school district, the school.
Mm-hmm.
The school should be watching them kids, you know. It's like, I mean, how could they, I mean, if I was, like, the parents or the dad, one of those girls, and I mean, I would go all the way. I would go ask the principal and say, dude, man, what's going on here? What happened?
Oh.
So what do you think on this, Pinto? You should like, school have, like, a tight security, like, you know, like get some people in there, you know, like CIA portraying like a 14-year-old.
ATF, bring them all in.
Right?
No, I agree. Maybe security should be better because if these kids are slipping through with drugs, maybe they need to double their security, even triple it. You know, do what you need to do to ensure your school's safe.
Exactly, exactly. Especially with that, and after this incident, you know, I mean, just, you know, have like maybe, you know, I don't want to sound like, you know, hard on the kids, but hey, you know, this is just, you know, let them know this for their own protections and stuff. For so, yeah, I blame the kids, I blame that parent, I blame the society. That's what I always do. But anyway, this is coming for a landing right now. This is Great Inferno once again. Let me give you a last thought on what we talked about. Go ahead, Pinto. Do you have, you know, websites or anything like that to say to my listeners? Go ahead.
Well, you tomorrow night I have Pinto's Playtime and Top Topic Talk at 9 p.m.
Okay.
I'll have the latest in music news, and then about 9:15 I'll talk about the top story of the day. And I think you are going to be with me Tuesday night.
Yes, Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Central. Great Inferno playing at the Pinto's Playhouse. What should I bring? Do you want to bring a little ball maybe you can pass around?
You know, bring a ball, a little bouncy red ball, some gags. That sounds like fun.
You don't want, like, gag or anything like that?
No. You know, that's scare away my crew that I have around here.
Yeah, a whip, gags, and a show. So, yeah, go on.
That's basically about it. And I have shows Monday through Friday at 9 p.m., and Friday is actually my one-year anniversary on Blog Talk Radio. It'll be an hour-long show at 7 p.m.
Wow.
Oh, man, 1 year. I've been on Blog Talk Radio for, what, is that 3 months now? 4 months going on the thing. But, hey, happy anniversary. You know, do they give you anything? Blog Talk Radio, does, like, give you anything?
You know, I got slapped with a subpoena. It was weird.
Slap in the face.
No, nothing happened. I'm just happy to be on Blog Talk Radio. I enjoyed this immensely. I enjoyed being on your show. I had a blast, honestly.
All right, great to have them. Great. I'm glad you made it, man. I'm glad you made it. Hey, G Unit, what say you?
Pretty much working with the County and Fish Radio Network here in Milwaukee, Monday through Friday. You can hear it on Z104 in Madison, or you can hear it on 97.3 The Brew, which is a classic rock station in Milwaukee. And I'm also still doing my show on the weekends, 2 to 6 a.m., Saturday nights into Sunday mornings. But G-Unit is prime time, Friday nights, 12 to 6.
Prime time, 12 to 6. This Friday coming up?
That's right, man.
Congratulations, dude. I'm happy
yes.
for you. Stop
by
again,
much,
okay? Yeah, stop by again. Come see me or, you know, Great Inferno. It's not going anywhere. Go ahead, Dawn, your last final thought.
All right. A couple things. Pinto, is that 9 p.m. Central or Eastern time?
Central
time. Okay. All right.
Yep.
Just one. All right. My comment is I have a website, shoppingsuperhighway.com. You name it. You can pretty much find it on there. Also, if you're just tired of having being broke, why don't you look us up and see what we might have some business opportunity for you. We're looking for partners, but, you know, we have to get along with the people in order for them to qualify. So, shopinsuperhighway.com. Thank you.
All right, thanks again. This is a wrap it up. It's all wrapped up, Grand Infernos. Infernus has to go night fishing tonight with my night vision goggles. That'll be so fun. All right. Till next time, once again, Great Inferno. Later.